It is Sir Arvidus Cruz I am talking to.
Who's this?
My name is Ben Nelson with the Local Energy Solutions, and we're reaching the homeowners to see if they can lower their electricity rates by upgrading their home to solar power. Do you own the house? 773
Yes, yes. Who's this?
We're just offering you free solar analysis to homeowners who are facing high electricity bills. And you know the best thing, Arvidus, owners are getting cash rebates and federal tax credit as well. So I just want to make sure, like, can you afford to pay your electricity bill? Like, what is your highest electricity bill you ever paid?
Did I ever paid?
Yeah, most highest bill.
I would have to look it up, but it would be about 425.
425, that's a high bill. And what was your lowest bill, Arvidus, you paid?
I live in Chicago.
Yeah, I need rough idea.
In the summertime?
Yeah, like...
You must use the air conditioner. I have two outside, two units there called Central.
Mm-hmm.
I have two of these. But it's not that bad. In the summer, maybe 300.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets very cold outside, even
mm-hmm.
though I have gas furnace,
mm-hmm.
Electric bill is very high, higher in the winter than it is in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, according to the maker of the furnace, that
mm-hmm.
it uses very much to run the fans. But I still think that it should be more in the summer because I have two of these central air conditioners. But in the winter, the bills are worse. Last year was very cold winter.
Mm-hmm.
The bills were very high. This winter is not too bad. I have not yet
okay.
paid for this winter.
So you mean, mm-hmm. so you mean your highest bill is?
About between 375 and maybe a little bit more than 375.
Okay.
And
what is your,
not been that this winter.
Mm-hmm. And what is your lowest bill, like you paid, like cheaper bill you paid in last 12 months?
The lowest bills come when you don't have to run the air conditioners
mm-hmm.
or the furnace. Then the bills are maybe from May to June, and
mm-hmm.
then maybe October through November. You don't have to use the
And how much is that? Like 100, 200, or 250?
Oh, no,
how much?
No, maybe around 200.
Okay. You mean you always pay a high bill, like around like 300 or like 250. You're paying average on average, right?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we live in Chicago, there's very much weather in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I understand. But,
you could have very hot and you could have very
mm-hmm.
cold.
Yeah, I know that.
Last year it was very
mm-hmm.
cold. Very
mm-hmm.
cold, the coldest ever, they said.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been in America that long. But they
mm-hmm.
said last year was the coldest ever. That
okay,
we had.
But Arvidus, sorry to interrupt you, but at the moment you're in Frankfurt, right? Frankfurt and your address 7730 West Douglas. Is it you, right?
Yes.
Code, and with the zip code 60423. So at this house, your like average bill, you said it's around like 250, 300, okay? And it is house a single family residence?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any...
It's very
mm-hmm.
big as an...
Okay,
what
and
is
do you have...
Security, mm-hmm. What do they call this?
I got
pre-bank.
That. I have... I got
city
that.
Funds. What do
I
they
got
call?
That.
Yeah,
I can.
Guard.
Mm.
Privat. I forgot, but there's a name for this. Gated community. Gated community.
Okay. But do you own this house, right? Okay. And Arvidus, do you have any plans for moving in next 2 to 3 years?
I don't know. I don't know what will happen in the next 2-3 years.
I understand. So you mean like you don't have any confirmed plan at the moment, right? It
maybe,
could be
maybe,
in a
maybe
maybe
we'll start war. I don't know. I am mostly afraid that Trump will start war with the United States.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, might be in the future you will, like, you know, move from here. But at the moment, current moment, you don't have any confirmed plan to move, right?
No.
Okay. So, and are you just living single or you're living with your wife, you're married?
Right now, only the wife. The kids are older now. They have moved out.
Okay.
One reason that we might move because... the house is very big for two people. Right now, there's other family members living from Bulgaria.
And are you 75 years old, Arvedis, or you're younger than that?
What?
I said, are you 75 years old, or
no,
you
I
are
not.
Younger?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Are you younger than that?
Nice.
Younger than that. God bless you. And the last thing I need to confirm, Arvedis, from you, last thing. What was your credit score the last time when you checked? Was that fair, good, or excellent?
Oh, I don't know. I don't use credits. I come to America a very rich man. I use money.
Okay, so you think, what do you think? Well, what about your credit score? It could be a good or excellent.
I don't know. I don't use credits. I go to the bank, I get the money. I came to America with almost $10 million.
Mm-hmm. So you mean like it should, if you're having a lot of amount, so it could be excellent, right? Okay. Anyways, I have all of the details here. And to ensure quality, this call is being recorded and you will be transferred to the scheduling agent to set an appointment for you. So despite your number being on federal or state DNC list, your consent is not required as a condition to avail this service. Is that okay with you, Arvedis?
What? I didn't understand what you said.
I'm saying like, I mean to say like, you're not purchasing here anything, okay? And despite your number on being on federal or state DNC list, like we are allowed to call you back anytime if we need that. That will be okay, right?
Oh, no. That would not be all
our
right.
Let me guide you. Once the appointment
will be set,
you will be getting a text message with the, you know, proper company name and each and everything. My name is Ben Nelson. Our company name is Solar USA. All right, and we have been a lot of. Mm-hmm.
Your real name? You are not Ben Wilson. What is your real name?
Hey, it is our real name here, and our company name is Solar USA. We have a proper website on the internet, and basically our work is we are helping the people in your area, providing them solar panels. It's a free consultation program. Okay.
What are these solar panels? What are you talking about? What are these?
It will help you to lower down your electricity bill because you're paying too much. Like you're paying around $250, $300, that's a high bill. By going through solar, it will be, you know, very like lower down, and most of the owners are also getting cash rebates and federal tax credit as well, okay? So,
Arvedis, what would I have to do to get these? How much do you want for them?
It's a no money out of your pocket program. Like, you don't have to pay for that anything upfront, okay? In this program, we install, we monitor, we maintain at no added cost to you. Just you need to do. You will be paying your electricity bill on a time, but that will be less than your current electricity bills, okay?
Who pays for these? What are these? These are windows, special windows. What are these?
Let me tell you, these are like you can say it's panels, solar panels. You know, it works with the sunshine. Like these are solar panels. Okay, it reduces natural energy, electricity for your home, right? Because you are already paying a very high bill. Okay,
so that nobody pays. These are pretty free.
No, it's not like that, let me tell you. That's what I said to you. You will be paying your electricity bill, okay? That will be cheaper than your current bill, okay? And the combination of the solar fee and installation will be, you know, combination that will be added in your bill, but that will be very cheaper than your current bill, okay? You will be even saving every month because you're paying at the moment it's too high.
How much is the proposal?
Like, we have a different kind of programs here. That's the reason I have my scheduling manager on the line, yeah? So he can guide you more. If you have any more question, you can, you know, frankly ask him, yeah? So if you want, he's on the line with me. He's senior than me, and he can guide you, you know, better than me. So shall I get him on the line for you, Arvedis?
If you want, yes.
Yeah, just give me 1 second. And what I said to you, like, despite your number, you know, on federal or DNC list, your consent is, like, not required to, you know, purchase anything at the moment, right? You're not making any commitment now. We will just show you some free information. That will be okay?
Yes.
Okay, just give me a second, yeah? Let me get him for you. And you said, like, your address is zip code 60423, correct, sir? Hey, Benjamin? Everybody is you there?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear, yeah? Hey, Benjamin, you there?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Benjamin, I have a customer on the line for you, Mr. Arvedis at Caruza, right? And
okay.
Caruza, and I have some serum there, and you can take over the call, please, okay?
Okay, yes, excellent. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, good. My name is Ben, and I won't take very much of your time. I'll just ask you a couple of quick questions. Like, who is your provider for electricity?
I don't like to give out this information. You should know this when you called. I don't like to give away secrets.
Usually the electric company isn't a secret, but are you with ComEdison?
Yes.
And it says your highest bill is $375. Is that right?
When it's very cold outside, or is when it's very hot, the bills go up. But we live outside of Chicago. We could have very hot. We could have very cold. Then you don't have to use. Do you know what central air conditioning is?
Oh yeah, that'll jack up your bill. What's your lowest bill?
I have two units. Two units.
What's your lowest bill during?
And
the
I have
year?
Two furnaces. When you have to use furnace or air conditioner, then the bill goes up very much. But
and
if
you're
not,
seven,
if
are
you do
you
not have
seven,
to use these devices, then the bill is usually around maybe 200, maybe even less.
Okay. Yeah. And you're at 7730 West Douglas Court in Frankfurt?
Yeah.
And what's your zip code?
Yeah, you should know this.
I'm just asking.
I don't like to give away information.
You just told me you had two furnaces and explained your whole heating and cooling. I'm just asking for your zip code.
Yes. You should know this. You are calling me. You should know this.
I'm just asking. Can you verify it for me, please?
No.
Okay. And he said it's you and your wife in the home, correct?
Yeah. We have a family living with us from Bulgaria. But
my kids are older
now. They are no longer living with us.
Can I ask you this? Are you and your wife over 75 years old?
No.
No. And are you guys employed?
No. We don't need to be.
No. And
we are very rich. We came to America with 10 million Americans.
What's the last time that you looked at your credit score?
I don't have credit score. I don't. I have money. I don't need credit.
Okay. Yes,
I have very much money. We pay $800,000 for a house. It didn't even change our money. There's still very much money. There is enough money for the rest of my life and wife's.
Do you know what your credit score is?
I said, I don't have credit. How could I have credit
score?
What
about your wife?
What do you mean, what about my wife?
Does your wife have any credit score?
No. She's from Bulgaria.
Okay. And are you guys...
We're a family of tobacco farmers in Bulgaria.
Are you guys interested in solar?
I don't know what this is.
Solar goes on your roof to help lower your electricity bill.
The other guy said that it's for the free.
No, it's not free at all. you're going to have to pay for it every month. It goes on your roof to help lower your bills.
How much do I ask for this, and why do I need this?
Well, you need it because it's going to lower your bills.
How much?
I don't know. I don't have those numbers yet. I'm trying to. I'll have those when we come and see you and your wife. When are you and your wife available for us to come see you?
What, to the house? No, you cannot come to the house. No, no.
Oh, we can't?
No, you cannot come to the house. No, of course not. I don't know who you are. Why would I allow you into the house?
How do I show you solar if I can't come to show it to you?
Don't know. This is not my problem. This is your problem. You are proposing to do this. You have to sell me it. You have to make me want it. Right now, I don't even know what it is. All I know is that it costs very much money. This is all I know. You have to make me want it first for me to be interested. You know what I mean?
Well, that's most people are interested in saving money. Are you?
Like I said, there's enough money for everybody for the rest of our lives. Right?
Oh, okay. So then saving money on your electricity bill isn't important to you?
No, anytime I just say money is important, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what we do. We come and show it to you how to save you money.
But who you are?
We local company, and we'll come and show it to you.
Then
when are you and your wife available?
I will stop by the office. Where is your office?
Oh, we don't do it that way because we have to come to your home. We have to look at the roof. There's a lot of things we have to do at the home.
All right, but where is your office? Since you are coming out to the house, I'd like to know a little bit more about you.
Do you text message?
Yes, but I don't give out cell phone numbers ever.
Oh, is this your home phone?
Yes.
Okay.
I do not allow wife or even the kids to give out cell phone numbers because
what
happens, very many scammers call.
Sure.
Very many scammers. Yeah. But on the cell phones, because we don't give these numbers out, very, very few scammers.
Okay. I was going to text you the information that you were asking for, but I guess the best, you know what, why don't we do this?
Why don't we do this? I will stop by the office to pick up the information. Where should I go? Where's the office?
We don't do that. We don't hand out information. There's no real information to hand out at the office. So we actually come and see you at the home so we can look at it.
Where is the office? Just so I know, because you'll be coming out to the house. Where is the office?
In Schaumburg.
Oh, this is not by me.
Oh, how far is Frankfurt from Schaumburg?
Maybe 40 miles.
Oh, yeah, that's not too far. I mean, we would come and see you from Schaumburg if you would want us to come. But if
give me the address to the home office.
Well, I'm going to send it to you if you're going to let me come and see you.
Do you have my email?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to email it to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, why don't we do that? Then you can do your research, and then when you're ready, we'll come and see you. Okay, sir?
No. You need to make the appointment to come see me.
Do you want me to make that appointment now, or do you want me to email you and then make the appointment?
This is gated community. You will not get through security guards.
Do you want me to email you to make the appointment, or do you want to make the appointment now?
Without me telling security guard that you are coming, you will not be able to even get to the house. Will not even.
That's perfect. When do you want to schedule? Now or later?
What is the address in Schaumburg for the company?
I'm going to send it to you in an email. Do you want to tell you what? I'm going to send you an email, and then we'll correspond that way. And then once you've done your research, we can set something up because I'd love to show you how to save a lot of money. Okay, sir?
All right.
Have a great evening, sir. Goodbye.
Why you are afraid to tell the address?
I'm not. I'm going to send it to you. I want to send it.
Why do you need to send it to me? This is easy for you to say it.
I'm going to email it to you like we just agreed.
What is my email?
I have your email here. So
go
I'm
ahead.
Send it. I don't want to give out information over the phone like you. So I'll send you an email, and then you'll have it, and then we'll correspond that way. Is that okay, sir?
I'm going to send the email. You are lying.
Yes.
Where your company is, but do you think
I will allow
you to the house? You know what? Why don't you come? Why don't you come to the house? Go ahead. I will tell security that you are a scammer, and we will have you arrested when you come. Go ahead. Come over tomorrow. Come over.
I'm not scamming anything. I'm trying to save you money with solar.
What is the name of your company?
I'm going to email it to you. I don't like you.
You don't want to say the name of your company?
Right. I'm going to give it to you over an email. I'm going
to
send
Why
you
do you
an
need
email.
To give over the email? Why waste the time?
Because I feel more comfortable doing that. I want to make sure that you have my information correctly. I'm going to send you the email, and then we'll talk then. Okay, sir? Goodbye.